China is sending cargo ships along an Arctic shipping route made ice-free by climate change. And Russia is building up its military to secure the route along its northern coast and ramping up offshore oil drilling in the region. While those and other industrialized nations are racing to cash in on climate change, the United States seems slow to grasp the new economic and geopolitical realities of the region. That, according to Alice Rogoff, who argues the nation and its only Arctic state must respond much more quickly to changes in the region.
China has probably done 5 times the long-term strategic thinking about their national interests in the Arctic than the United States has. Well, why? That's because they believe in long-term thinking and planning, and it's not something we do very well in Washington.
Rogoff has for years been advocating for a greater U.S. role in the circumpolar region while serving as chair of the International Arctic Circle Assembly Advisory Council. She's also talked and written about it frequently in different forums and media interviews. Rogoff told a crowd in the Davis Concert Hall on the UAF campus that because U.S. policymakers have been slow to respond to the warming Arctic, Alaska is unprepared for the changes it will bring, especially increased shipping through the Bering Strait. Unlike the Russians, who plan extensive maritime projects in the region.
They now have been very candid in telling us just how much more investment they plan in Arctic infrastructure, and that's infrastructure for military purposes, but also for civilian shipping and civilian port development.
Rogoff says the state and the nation have an ideal opportunity now to respond to international challenges presented by climate change because the U.S. representative to the Arctic Council, retired Coast Guard Admiral Joseph Papp, is about to assume chairmanship of the panel. She says the United States and Alaska should both move quickly to develop infrastructure to accommodate the Arctic shipping boom, especially a port on Alaska's west coast where a Coast Guard station should be located. She says that would trigger private sector buy-in.
They will invest in a port as soon as a government agency and a private company each commit to doing business in that port. In this case, it's Coast Guard, and it's either Shell Oil Company or somebody else who has a commercial interest in operating in the Bering Sea.
Rogoff says she believes that's the kind of federal and state investment that's needed to launch much-needed projects all around Alaska, not just to deal with the changes of a warming Arctic, but also to create jobs and improve the quality of life for residents of Western Alaska. Rogoff says in order to get political leaders to support funding for those projects, Americans need to be better informed about Alaska and its challenges. And she says news media will have to do a better job at educating Americans about this part of the world. Rogoff is a longtime media executive and owner of the Alaska Dispatch News. She says there's a lot of ignorance about Alaska among U.S. news media, but she says she's seen some improvement in recent years among American old and new media. And she says the state should help promote coverage further by moving ahead and investing in ambitious projects.
If we make plans to build that port, the Daily Beast and Time magazine will have to start writing about why on earth they would be building a port in the Bering Sea.
UAF's Arctic Day events continued this morning with a talk by U.S. Army Alaska Commander Major General Michael Shields. The general outlined the military's 21st century approach to training and operating in the Arctic, and an afternoon forum was scheduled with UAF professors and administrators on the university's Arctic initiatives. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.